My kids wanted me to move, but I just don't see moving. Particularly now, think about it, in 5 years I could retire from my job, and I kind of live small and simple, so I really don't want to. I don't need nothing else, I don't think, at this particular time, I don't. Unless I hit the lottery.
Right. Okay, well, if you hit the lottery, then what would you do?
Yeah, I would probably buy a huge house.
Yeah, like where?
I would love, I like Clark County. Yeah. I like Aston, yes. I would like a lot of land, a huge house with a lake on it.
Okay.
So I could just walk out and walk in the back and cast my reel. And that's what I would love to do.
Okay. So what would the house itself look like? Describe the house of your dreams, provided you won the lottery, so money's not an option.
Ranch.
Okay.
I don't like steps.
Okay.
I would like to walk into a huge living room with a bedroom, going down a hall with a bedroom on each side of it, and a couple of bathrooms in it,
uh-huh.
in the back part of the house, and a large kitchen, large country kitchen.
Okay. What's a country kitchen?
Just huge with a big table sits in the middle of the floor to do your cooking on and that you can eat on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the regular kitchen would just be smaller,
yeah.
and then a country kitchen is
yeah.
real large.
That's yeah, real large, yes, yeah. yes. A lot of cabinets,
uh-huh.
a lot of space.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what other type of stuff? I mean, this is all your dream, so you can put other stuff in the house.
Yeah, I would, I said my next house I would love an indoor garage.
Okay.
So I would like to have
the door closes on
yeah,
the
two car garage. Yes, yes, I would like that.
Uh-huh.
But definitely a ranch, no steps.
No steps.
No steps.
No basement or anything?
Maybe a basement, maybe, but really all on one level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how would you decorate the inside? What type of furniture would you put on there?
Probably a lot. I guess you use the word country furniture.
Like
a lot
that?
Of old furniture,
okay.
a lot of antique furniture. Yeah, I love antique. So I have a lot of antique furniture in it.
Uh-huh.
Hardwood floors. Love hardwood floors.
Hmm.
I would like a ceiling without a roof. Without the ceiling, I would like just to see the rafter in it. The beams.
Okay, like exposed.
Yes,
okay.
yes, an exposed ceiling. Large windows.
Mm-hmm.
Large windows in it. I love light. I love a lighted house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a dark house. Like this one, it's dark.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I like a lighted house.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, that's what I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what colors would you make it?
Blue. Blue's my favorite color.
Yeah.
So it would be blue. Some brown, but mainly blue. Yes. A lot of dogs. So they could roam around. I hate tired of animals.
Yeah.
So I would love a lot of animals. Love cats. Growing up in Fort Ward, we had a lot of cats.
Inside, outside?
Inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
We had probably 16 to 25 cats.
Wow.
And it was my grandmother's favorite. I mean, we had a lot of cats.
16, 25 cats in the house?
No, I mean, they had choices. They could come in and go out. But we were real particular about our cats. They stayed. They were very clean cats.
Mm-hmm.
And we bathed them. We took care of them. I mean, we actually taking care of our cats because that was my grandmother's priority. And she had one. We used to call him Tom. He was a big yellow cat.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to love to watch my grandmother sit by the fireplace, and his tail would go up on her chair, and it was kind of simultaneous. When she rocked down, it would come out. When it go under, she would come up. So yeah, we have a lot
that
of cats.
That was just the tail just moving under the chair.
Yes, the tail. And never, from this day there, I never seen a time that she squares the tail or matched the tail. Never.
Wow.
Never.
Is your grandmother still alive?
No.
No.
No. My grandmother died in 75, I think,
okay.
something like that.
A while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was from Athens, too?
Yes, she was from Athens, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. My mother's side, everybody from Clark County.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So why did your mom move down to Atlanta?